Welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation notes of Rabbi Falkovitz. And here we are in Chapter 3, Paragraph 4. Parag Gimel Mishnah Dalet, talking about 3. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosha Sha'ahu Shulchan Echad, if we have eaten at the same table, Velo Amru Alav Dibre Torah, they did not speak words of Torah there, Kilu Achlu Mizivcha Nisim, it is as if they have eaten of offerings to the dead idols, God forbid. Shnemar, it says, Ki Kol Shulchanos Mal'u Ki Tzi'ah, Tzo'ah, Bali Makom, for the old tables are full of vomit and filth without the omnipresent. So when you're sitting at a table, you have a zimun, make sure you have words of Torah being spoken. If you don't have Torah, it's as if you're sitting and doing avodah zarah, God forbid. You get together with a friend and someone else, you're together with a spouse and a friend, or with spouses and their friends, or couples, or families, or friends, whatever. Make sure there are words of Torah. Make sure there's a lot of Torah being involved, and make sure that you have the actual Divrei Torah, especially on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when it's so easy. Just talk about the Parsha of the week, especially this week, my favorite Parsha, Vayechi, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, so much going on, all those brachos, a lot of stuff with the promise of bringing up Yaakov when he dies, and then Yaakov actually being brought up when he dies, and Menashe and Ephraim, a lot of good stuff to talk about on the Parsha. Always good stuff to talk about in general. Make sure to talk towards the Torah. Now, Shlosh Sha'achu HaShulchan Echad, if three have eaten at the same table, Brahma loved Divrei Torah, and they did say words of Torah, Kilu Achla Mishol Chodesh HaMakom, it's as if they ate from the table of Hashem, the table of the Omnipresent. Shana Amar, it says, Vayidaber Eli, Zeh HaShol Chodesh Lifnei Hashem. This is the table that is before Hashem. When you're sitting and you're involved in speaking words of Torah, that's the best way to go about it. That's what you're supposed to do. You want to make sure to say the words of Torah, be involved in the Torah itself. When you sit, make sure to have good words of Torah involved. Make sure to really have the proper elements of Torah involved. The Sforno points out that food prepared and consumed exclusively for the physical life, which is transitory and perishable, is called zivchei mesim, food for the dead idols. It's proper to consider the difference between such a table as purposes as mentioned above and the table of the Holy One, blessed is He, which is the table on high, from which the priests eat, for their food consumption is marked by sanctity, and it is to reach eternal perfection and for completeness. Compared to this, serving for the purpose of physicality is not the real thing. Serving for the physical purpose is not good, and that's from Malaysia, that's full of vomit, full of filth, as the prophet states, and through a strong drink, the priest and the prophet are confused, all the tables are full of vomit and filth, meaning, when you're involved in such a thing, when you're doing such a way, it's not the right way to go about it. We want to make sure that we are not doing the vomit of filth, and we want to make sure that we're doing the right way. We want to make sure that we're learning in the right aspect, in the right way. We want to make sure that we're learning in the right way, and that we're seeing how we can do it from Hashem. We want to make sure that the table is used only for good things, not for vain, not for passing pleasure. Make sure that the prophets and the priests are involved in speaking words of Torah at the proper table with the way of going about it. The Tana contrasts this kind of table, the bad type of table, with one that's lifnei Hashem, one that's before Hashem, such as a table that's akin to an altar through being involved in words of Torah, being involved with Hashem. The Tana has already taught in the previous mission if two sit together in the words of Torah between them, the divine presence is between them. So not only are you eating at the Shulchan Shel Hashem, but you're also having the proper way of being involved in the actual aspects of words of Torah, being the Shulchan of Hashem. Nowadays, when we don't have the Mizbeach, the table at our house is like that. And the sages have taught in the notes that the mundane act of consuming food, although it is an action common to man and all living creatures, can be elevated and sanctified by bringing it as an offering to the Almighty, for then it is eaten by the masses, it's eaten in the right way, it's eaten like by the Kohen, and purity and a spirit of holiness. Even an Israelite may partake of certain sacrifices within the confines of the temple. When he eats from the offering in the presence of Hashem, he transforms a mundane act of consumption of food into an exercise of spirituality, thereby transcending the physical act of eating. When three people eat Even non-sacrificial food together in the spirit and share the words of Torah, we're elevating the food. We're giving it spirituality. The Sfarno's comment at the conclusion of the commentary explains why Rabbi Shimon speaks of three people but does not make mention of two, as Rabbi Hanina in the previous Mishnah. He answered that since it has already been established, the two people who exchange words of Torah are considered equivalent to three of you, so Rabbi Shimon did not see it necessary to repeat this point in our Mishnah. Understand, though, when you're involved in words of Torah, when you're involved in making sure to talk about Torah, talk about that we're really sitting at the Shulchan of Hashem, we're really sitting amongst Hashem. So do what you can when you're sitting with others, especially three people at a table as a Zimun. Make sure to talk a little Torah, talk a little bit Musar, talk some Gemara, talk some Halacha, talk some Navi, talk some Parsha. Do whatever you can, especially on Shabbos, talk about the Parsha. And then your table can be like a Mizbeach, and you'll feel the divine presence among you as well. Join us next time as we talk of Mishnah of the Day with Sage of Commentary and Practical Advice to Say here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.